Wasatch County School District Special Education Director and School Psychologist Dr. Ben Springer's newest book, GPS, Good Parenting Strategies, A No-Guilt Survival Guide for Parenting During the Pandemic and Beyond, will be available next week. This month marks a year since the COVID-19 pandemic shut down schools, forcing parents to take on more active daily involvement in their child's education. With businesses shuttering, parents and kids found themselves working and schooling from home. Springer has worked guiding parents and kids in mental health and wellness programs for 20 years, and his publisher approached him about the project. He said kids are resilient. However, the COVID-19 pandemic raised new challenges they hadn't seen before.
If you were any parent in any capacity over the past year, this has been a whopper of a year. So hopefully just sharing a bunch of the strategies of working with other parents and navigating it, you know, as a special ed director and a school psychologist is the whole perspective there. Having school, the physical, you know, face-to-face instruction has been really, really critical. I know a lot of the anxieties and stress kids were facing and parents whom I was working, it was when there was a lot of uncertainty about, well, when are we going to return or are we going to shut down? And the more consistency we've had, whether it's a consistent online situation or a consistent face-to-face situation, kids have really been able to bounce back.
His book has 10 sections, and the first offer ways for parents to combat guilt and shame, which are emotions that can affect everything else in family dynamics.
Manage that battle. The rest is just tools. So I have stuff in there about how to build structure at home, how to discipline. We have two sections on discipline, discipline 101, and then advanced discipline. And then all the way down to, in the last two sections are probably my favorite, is how to find happiness and build resilience in your family. So,
Springer said the book could help parents build strategies that can be used beyond the pandemic crisis. He said educators and administrators had struggled as much as parents and kids with pandemic-related challenges. The attention on teacher well-being started even before the pandemic. He said kids experienced their own social and emotional stress, but the adults' secondhand stress in their lives, including their teachers, must be addressed.
Jared and we partnered with the University of Utah to create these links modules where we're linking educators to resources and tools to navigate the pandemic. And one of those modules was educators' self-care and well-being. And, you know, we talk a lot about self-care and well-being, but if you don't know a path to get there or a couple doors to open to get there, it's not the easiest thing for a lot of us to take care of ourselves. And
Springer said representing all students in the wellness conversation is critical.
For us to authentically discuss wellness for all children, we have to have a lot more representation from diverse groups. And that's something that we're working really hard to do here locally in the Wasatch County School District. I just had my very first phone call with our Encircle board. I'm on the board for the Encircle House that's coming to Heber, and that's a safe haven and a support for LGBTQ kids, and we're really excited about that. And what we're always advocating and trying to do more of is have our Latinx community represented in these discussions.
Springer's book, GPS, Good Parenting Strategies, A No-Guilt Survival Guide for Parenting During the Pandemic and Beyond, will be available March 16th from Amazon or through his publisher at Corwin.com. Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.